Similar Arias Brothers Podcast.
Entertainment Tonight Away. It's the basketball theme song.
For the fifth time. That's like the eighth email you've gotten from Terry. It's the fucking NBA theme. Even I know that. And I still think Michael Jordan's playing. That's
party.
I mean, I know you're doing
entertainment
it.
Tonight.
I know.
I don't know why I get those two confused so easily.
It's because the moment you start playing those kind of notes, I immediately just want to move into the much jazzier, fun song.
Jazzier?
Yeah, I definitely think it's got a jazzy kind of appeal.
Say it's a faster beat. The Entertainment Tonight almost seems like a slower kind of jazz, like relaxing.
Jazz.
NBA is definitely like, get pumped for basketball.
Jazzy, maybe. Maybe jazzy is the word I'm thinking of. Like a jazzy, like da 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 da.
Some nebulous term. What does that mean, jazzy? If not jazz related.
It would mean it has influences of jazz and jazz-like elements, not necessarily.
It's like your nice way
to
say
yeah, I'm like, it is made by some, some, you know, one of them.
Moon crickets.
what was that?
Moon crickets?
Moon crickets.
That's like a 70s term for black people that no
wow.
one uses anymore.
That is. It's almost the same lot of shpogi. Like,
yeah.
It's like terms that no one uses anymore. It's just like the kitschy.
So you can totally get away with
racial
it.
Yeah. I don't think I could.
Shvogi, I think, so, if you were like, hey, you shvogi, like, they'd know immediately. Like, that's, like, you called me the N-word, but didn't.
I mean, I think if you
in your mind, you're essentially calling me the N-word, which is that's the problem.
I think if you call a black person by any kind of strange term, they're just going to assume it's some racial slur that maybe they just haven't heard before.
I feel like moon cricket would take anyone off base.
Like, I mean, the only other thing I think, like, a moon cricket, I'd be like, oh, you're like some Luna Lovegood weirdo kind of person. Like, oh, you're like a cricket from the moon. You're so wacky.
It's like some hippie thing. I don't. Yeah. It would stop me, like, if I was someone.
I mean, if someone called me the N-word, I'm like, whoa, that was uncalled for. Also, completely wrong demographic. But someone called me a moon cricket, I definitely have to stop for a couple minutes and be like, is it because I'm still kind of fat? Like, I still have a belly? Is that what you're... Like, a belly is like the moon. But you say I have strong runner's legs like a cricket would have?
But if I was an angry black dude about to throw, like, a beat down on some white guy, and he's like, you moon cricket, I'd probably be like, wait. I gotta think about that one.
Yeah, like,
is that
on.
A compliment? Did you just call me fly, or...
Have I lost touch with the community?
I may actually have to take my cell phone off to decide whether I beat you up on this one.
Is this a Young Breezy song, or Team Breezy? Team Breezy, that's Chris Brown's group. Young Jeezy, is that a guy? I feel like there's
the
another...
Breezy?
I feel like there's another guy whose name rhymes with, like, Easy. Like, Young
Weezy.
Weezy.
But that's just Lil Wayne, really.
I feel like there's another guy.
But he goes by Weezy a lot.
Maybe that's... It probably is just Lil Wayne I'm thinking of.
He might not even call himself Lil Wayne anymore. He might technically be Weezy. Or Lil Weezy or whatever.
Maybe that's it. Maybe it is, like, Lil Weezy, and maybe that's why I don't know who he is anymore.
That definitely started with the Southern rappers, the Jeezy, Feezy, and just, like, making up words by adding E and Y.
I mean, that was,
like
the thing
opposite.
For a while. Like,
Jay-Z,
you know,
did that,
fucking,
too. Right.
And then the Snoop Dogg thing, like, full jizzle, but is
yeah.
I mean, it's almost, like, kind of cute to think, like, back to the time when that was the thing. Like, everyone's just like, oh, you just add an izzle to the end of a word, and you just made it something new. Like, that was, like, the parody of
I'm
it.
I'm so happy that got lame. So happy that didn't stick around as cool.
Do you, and I don't think you have much interaction with youth at this point. At least I hope not. But
sucking the life out of babies as I walk by.
No, that's a dip. That's a little too young. But do you know, like, the slang of today? Do you feel like you could, alright, you're a cancer patient, and the last cure for cancer is inside of a high school prom, and you have to, it's in the prom king's crown, and you have to go in and win prom king. You have to speak the lingo of the kids and win their approval. Could you do it? Actually, no. Let's make this more exciting. They're Russian mafia plans. Terrorists attack the U.S. You're James Bond.
Both are equally scary.
But one makes you the hero as opposed to the victim. And I think that's going to make people root for you a little less.
I think I'd do 50-50. on it, I think I'd be okay, but I wouldn't... I certainly am not blown away. No one'd be like, oh, he must be a successful rapper. Nobody's thinking that after I left the room.
Well, I'm trying to think, like, because I know... I mean, obviously the lingo we used... I mean, fuck, even the lingo between your, like, age and my age is different.
Yeah.
You know, like, different terms came in, and I definitely know, like, it took me a while to learn bae meant babe, or baby, I think it is.
I thought it's boyfriend, and then...
No, because guys will call their girls bae.
I think girls are babe, I thought. I thought bae was just, like, boyfriend.
B-A-E, I believe, means babe, like baby.
I feel like I've only ever heard chicks say it.
I've definitely heard guys say it. I mean, maybe just... queers. Like, maybe I just heard a lot of stallions, like, bae, come over here.
Like, you had a really good singer, and they're like, you go, bae.
And I'm like, thanks. Bae back at you. Hotcakes.
I bet I could do 50-50. You probably listen to a bit more top 40 shit willingly than I do, so maybe you probably score a little bit more. And you're still, like, in your mid-20s.
Let's see. Do they have any kind of, like, current slang test?
Oh, I thought you had one line in the chamber.
That's I right. wish. No, this
it
is...
It seemed like such a premise that you would rehearse.
For. No, it's very impromptu.
Well, Highlights for Kids has a quiz to let you know if you're still cool.
It says if you've clicked this link, you're already a nerd. You're already a big loser. Highlights for Kids hasn't existed in 10 years. Let's see, how many popular...
Do you frequently offer to clean the table after mom's cooked dinner? If the answer is yes, you're super rad.
How many popular 2014 words do you know? This is from, BuzzFeed. Well, I mean, they have to win
it's
something.
It's going to be a ton of lags. A ton of ads in between everything.
Let's see. I stay blank up like a stove with a tea kettle. Turnt up, turnt up, or turnip.
How's the last one spelled?
Turnip,
like the vegetable?
Yeah,
okay.
T-U-R-N-I-P.
And the first one was turnip, and the second one
turnt up, like with a T at the end of turn, and then turn up. So basically, it's
kind
of...
Well, what's
basically
the second one's turned up?
Basically, there's an extra T in the first two. It just depends which word gets it. In the first one, the T's at the end of turn, and the second one, the T's at the beginning of up.
Oh, it's the one with T at the end of turn. Turned up.
Turned up? Yeah, I'd probably say turned up. All right, there we go. Got one.
Well, the
already.
Other two just sound ridiculous. There's
Bam.
No way kids are quoting random vegetables. Like,
pizza is, all right, bay, B-A-I, B-A-Y, or B-A-E?
What was the first one?
B-A-I.
Okay.
Basically, three different spellings of bay.
I feel like I'll go with the first one, B-A-I.
Oh, you're uncool about that. It's B-A-E. B-A-E means the official definition of is before anyone else, but it also means baby, sweetie, and apparently it's also a Danish word for poop. I don't think they use it for that slang, but it
I'm
means baby, sweetie, so I guess, yeah, I think it could be used by either gender.
Okay.
But I imagine my dudes probably wouldn't use it in public.
But that was the boyfriend spell, or the whatever, partner spelling, right? Is the same as for pizza?
Yeah, because apparently it also means before anyone else. So.
Is it pizza exclusively or any food you like?
I think it's just meant to be like, oh, well, I like this before anyone else or something like that. Like, oh, this is the best shit ever. I like this more than anyone else. That's what I think.
That's a shitty question. It shouldn't have been pizza. That should have been like a food you love is.
Yeah. Well, it's BuzzFeed. Let's, I don't know what you gotta do.
Yeah. Damn. All right.
Well, this
quiz.
One's a pretty easy one. Twerk. You know how to spell twerk. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, no reason to even wait for me to do it.
Well,
let's keep going.
I hope I did. All right, don't hang with her. She's a thought, a that, or a thought, T-H-O-T. Well, it can't be the first one. I don't thought, like, actually spelled out. Like,
oh, it's O-U-G-H-T is the first one?
Yeah, and then the second one's T-H-A-A-T, like that.
It's got to be then... thought, then. Because the first one's too close.
There you go.
That's just like simple.
It's an acronym for that hoe over there.
Yeah.
There you go. I feel like we didn't really decipher that one, though. We just used kind of context
clues. Test-taking logic, where
yeah.
It's like, all right, if two answers are close, it's probably not the crazy third answer.
It's far away not like, oh, what animal sleeps out at night a lot? A bat? A rat? Or a 17-foot-tall Jurassic
Or
Park
your mom concert. With a wacky hat on.
Yeah, I was just like, that really, that doesn't fit on the Scantron test. Did you Okay, did you hear she blanked him in the elevator? Shalonged him? Slanged him? So longed him.
I hope it's the first one. Shalonged him.
S-A-L-O-N-G-E-D. Shalonged him. Or salonged him.
Wait.
Salonged him?
Oh, that's salonged him. Shalonged him so much better.
We wanted to start making up our own.
Oh, and it's for smacking. Okay. No, it's got to be Solange, because that's the daughter's name. You didn't tell me it was smacking. Like, I didn't see the picture until...
Like, I'm not supposed to... Like, I thought it was fucking. Am I supposed to fucking describe
it? It's Joe, Jay-Z, and... what's her name?
All right.
And Beyonce getting out.
But first... Well, this one's actually really easy. So we're just going to move on. It's Lemmy. Whoa. Lemmy, I think you know that. All right. Ride it with my boogie board, surfboard, S-W-E-R-F, or surfboard spelled normally... And it's a picture of what I believe is Rihanna in a bikini gyrating, if that gives you the context necessary to solve this.
This is so ridiculous. You were completely wrong. You should have told me.
That's look, like this is kind of a combination of our scores.
Christopher, I really want to quidonka you. I don't explain what that means, or there's the picture that corresponds that clearly shows
I'm not
what they
forwarding
mean.
This test result to all your future girlfriends.
You better not. That's what you said about the last one.
I did send that to a couple of them. Look at this. Mikey doesn't know any of his favorite girl and girl quotes.
All right, so...
Ride it with my boogie
it's
board.
It's whatever surfboard is that's spelled gangster-wise. That's spelled incorrectly.
Oh, no. Oh. It's spelled correctly, brother. That's... You're crazy. Also, I thought Beyonce was Rihanna. To be fair, a lot of hair in the face. Couldn't tell who it was. I don't feel like I'm a racist. Did you hear her throwing shade... Throw in Shay or Shade and Throw at the teacher today. There's a picture of a sassy looking teacher.
I've definitely heard throwing shade.
Throwing shade? There you go. Throwing shade means to talk trash about a friend or acquaintance, to publicly denounce or disrespect.
I'll be honest, I think I may have taken this test at one point. Like bored at Sears.
I don't know how they'd spell cray cray.
Like
I thought it's
K-R-A-Y dash K-R-A-Y?
Well, there's three options. It's the K-R-Y, C-R-A-Y, or C-R-A-E.
I assume it's the one with a K, but I have no idea.
I thought it was the middle. Yeah, I thought it's like you just take the Z out.
Oh. Well.
Now look who's stupid. I saw her with her Uggs and Starbucks looking so basic with two S's. Basic or basic regular.
I'm going to go with standard. Would be, there's no point in adding an extra S.
Likened to children, a basic is a term used to describe someone with attributes of idiocy, foolishness, or childlike behavior. Do you think right now, I don't know if Allie listens to our podcast, but I like to think that right now she's listening, she's like, wow, my older brothers are the oldest, lamest sounding dudes in the universe.
I think
right
we're doing
now.
Okay. Aren't we 50-50?
I mean, we're definitely deciphering this more in a sense of like, logically, yeah, like very logically, like, well, if you break it down like this, I believe, obviously it would be cray with a C. They're just dropping the Z as a modern linguistization of it.
The clinking of my abacus in the background.
You want to go out with me or nah, or not, or nah.
How's the first one spelled?
O-R-N-A, one word. And the last one's O-R-N, you know, space, N-A-H.
It's a complete guess. I'd go with the last one.
That's what I'd figure, yeah. Like, or nah. Like a very Boston way.
Is that a song by Rihanna? Or nah, nah.
It might be. Rihanna has a lot of songs. I don't listen to them all anymore.
Not all of them.
I
know a couple Rihanna deep tracks. If I had
just to. A couple good ones. She slayed on stage last night. Slayed, like the popular DC villain. Slayed, like S-L-A-I-D, or Slayed, like... S? Like,
S you actually the actual it. Spelling? I go with the actual spelling on this one.
Yeah, there you go. A word used when you dominate or do something really well in something.
Is that a chick just saying slayed over and over again?
Slay. Yeah, well, that's how they fucking do this. That's, oh, fuck, who is that? I know it, too, and I just cannot think of her fucking... Iggy Azalea, that's it. That's okay. From that, you know, like, you're ready now.
Stone, another podcast opening.
Turned out for what? We know
we
that.
Singing Love is a Battlefield? Is that...
that's podcast a... beginning.
That's, oh, that's a good one. Swerve, swerf, or swirl?
Well, I told you, I'll make it before the next one. We're going to try and record that outgoing answering machine. We don't even have to so we can just go.
We're not home. Just leave a message after the tone.
I have it written down somewhere.
Swerve, swerf, or swirl in reference to a hashtag.
Complete guess. Go swerf.
You're crazy. Swerve, used when one uses snarky comeback, leaving the opponent absolutely speechless. And pardonly, I'm a little crunchy, sweet, or salty in the morning.
Salty.
Yeah.
That I only know from Legion of Skanks, and they're my age or older, so.
Yeah. You almost knew it all. Apparently you wear a Pharrell hat, I guess. That's not bad. That's a 75%.
Yeah.
That's a passing grade in most schools.
I'm okay with
we're
that.
We're not uncool, brother. We're still relevant.
My text would be, like, very nerdy. Like, complete sentences and...
Oh, yeah. I still, like, I use commas when I text people. Like, yeah. It's definitely, like, a stop. Like, should I be using a semicolon there?
I didn't capitalize that. I'm gonna go back.
Yeah, like, it takes me 10 minutes to get back just so I can be like, no, I didn't misuse a hyphen there. I accidentally tapped it, you know. It was a proud spot for Jamie whenever she could get me to, like, fucking just type a sentence that just gave no fucks. Like, I'm just, like, clearly busy or something like that. And she's just like, you didn't use anything. Like, you fucking twat.
Your text that just said cake.
My text that was just like, hot ass today. I don't really know where I was going with that, so.
I got a... very topic related. I was on the Verizon wireless chat window, just getting my new phone activated and everything. And, you know, some automated person, it's like, this is Dawn. And over the course of the conversation, she used awesome sauce, woot woot, and there was another one too, I can't remember. But those were like the two, like, woot woot, we got your phone connected. Awesome sauce. You know that you're down for an upgrade.
I guarantee, I would probably put money down that is a company mandated, like, insert into their thing to, like, make their customer service people seem hip.
But they have to be, I feel like it would be targeted at specific people. Like, I'm sure there's not a lot of senior citizens using the chat window, but, you know, if you're 50, like, you wouldn't want to risk people getting offended or annoyed, at least, by, like, well, awesome sure. sauce.
I mean, they were doing it because you're like, oh, we got your phone connected. It'd be different if they were just like, your bill's super late. Woot, woot.
Oh, see. I, like, made myself feel younger by assuming, like, oh, I'm still in a young enough age demographic that, like, Verizon Wireless is like, give them the young guy setting.
Does it say
like next year, I'll get consarnate when something goes wrong.
Yeah, it's just gonna be like, none of them damn rugrats break your phone there, General.
Have a game of stickball afterwards, buddy.
Let's reminisce about our war. Hey, hey.
What war do you think that is?
Panama? I'm like, ooh, we're going back real far there.
But you think it's just.
I guarantee it's just a man.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm sure.
Does it have your age anywhere on your, like, profile? Does it say, like, Michael, age, you know, whatever?
I'm sure I gave my date of birth when you do the credit check.
And that's where they were like,
I mean, they had my social security number.
They run it through, like, a system then, like, what age is he? Fit it to his lingo. They're like, oh, we got your phone up into Hizzle now?
Or if it's, like,
we just dropped that shit on Kronk.
Even sadder, it's, like, someone looking, like, which template do we give him? Like, 33, still not married. Man, why don't you try and pick his day up? Give him the young guy one. He's probably on the verge of suicide.
They're just like, totally tubular, dude. You rock that. Whoa, cowabunga.
Yeah. Go get yourself some za.
Yeah, get some za, buh. Bra.
Bra, cuz.
You're just like, oh, thanks.
it felt so weird. Just like, what is this awesome sauce?
I almost wonder,
I don't even think that was a thing until that credit card commercial was like, awesome sauce. Like,
oh, no, I know. It's been something that's been used. I mean, remember when, like, Terry was always like, Audi 5000!
Yeah.
Back when Terry was hip and cool, and now she's all old.
Terry was trying to pass along, like, handshakes, like, jellyfish, jellyfish.
Jellyfish had its moments. But to another topic, what did happen with your phone?
Oh, it just started getting so shitty on me, I just called in a claim. Because I've had phone insurance on that for so long. The old one.
Oh, okay. So, what, is that a new one you just got?
Yeah.
I was going to ask, like, are we both up for upgrades, or was it...
No, just me.
Okay.
You're not up for dick. But I figured I'd get this phone, and then whatever, in a couple months when you're up, I'll just re-up, and then I'll always have this as a backup phone. So I can cancel my phone insurance. Save myself $6 a month.
So, wait, is it like I am up for an upgrade in a couple months?
Couple months, yeah.
I think, okay.
I think October.
Oh, okay.
That's it might even be September.
That's not bad. I did.
As of right now, I'm up for an upgrade. You're up to up for a hot plate of dicks from Verizon. I'm up for a hot plate
of nothing right now. Yeah, because I couldn't even check it. I tried to, like, look that up today, and they were just like, you don't have rights to view your account. And I was like, oh.
You're like a little baby. You don't get...
the downside to not being the master of my own cell phone account.
Like, would we have to get married? Like, what would I have to be like? He's an adult. He can look at his...
he can look at his upgrade thing if he wants.
I bought a house with him. He can look up our cell phone plan.
Yeah, no, I've reached the point, like, my phone's not too bad, but today I did a factory reset on it just to try to speed it up. Because I was like, this is just ridiculous. Like, it was taking like 10 minutes to get to a text, so yeah. Everything removed from it, just start over and hope that it can last me a couple months. But that just means all of my Simpsons tapped out data, brother. It's gone forever. I mean, it's not. I could just...
No, it saves the account.
But I'm not downloading any of that again.
No time. Yeah, I don't. I'm not in a rush to put it on this. I took like a couple weeks off.
What? But what if like new characters are in there, brother?
And they'll be there when...
What if Lewis is there?
They'll be there when I show up in, you know, whatever, a couple months.
What's your game of choice then for the moment? What's your poison?
Boom Beach for the most part.
Boom Beach. Is it just as queefy as it looked like the first time?
I've never played Clash of Clans, but it looks like it's nowhere near as queefy as Clash of Clans. Like, you don't have to live in it to get shit done.
You vaguely know of Reddit, I think. Like, how it's kind of, like, broken up into subsections.
Yeah, mostly for pornography, but
yeah, I mean, obviously.
mostly for a little thing called pornography.
So I've heard online. But they had, like, a thing for a while, and I think they still have it, I just don't pay attention to it, but it was, like, the subreddits of the day where they just advertised, like, five random ones. And one time was Clash of Clans. I was like, how does this have its own subreddit? I clicked it. It was easily the nerdiest thing I think I've seen, where it's just, like, it's just screenshots of people's phones of, like, the bases they've set up that clearly have a lot of work put into it, and, like, from an outsider perspective, I'm like, this looks like the lamest, gayest thing I think I've ever seen.
Constant work. Like, you, like, have just to stay on.
And I'm just like, what is it? Like, what's the point? It's one of the few times, like, if I ever wound up on this board, you could probably just write me off right then. Like, he's not going anywhere with his life. He's just given up at this point. He's become a Clash of Clans master.
Like, Tapped Out, you don't need to stay in Tapped Out.
And there's no point, there's no end goal into Simpsons Tapped Out. Build a big town, but like, it's...
I think Bakken uses it expressly for pooping at this point. Like, that's the only time he goes.
But I mean, in game, there's no extent. No. There's no, like, thing to reach end game, but there's, like, a competitive aspect. Unless you leave
corn out there for too long, then it goes bad.
Yeah, and then you're just an idiot. You've wasted those 90 days.
Oh, God. That's a long time.
Which, at this, like, once you get actual money in that game, you're just like, why would I do corn? This takes forever, and only makes me, like, what, like, 10,000 or something like that?
It's a good amount.
It's a good amount, but it's, like, eventually you reach a point where you're just like, that was rude. I definitely did not need to bother with that. Yeah, I gotta put Cletus's farm away and put it back out just so I can get rid of that stupid fucking corn.
Well, your town gets big enough where if you just went in it, like, every 20 minutes, you'd never need money again.
You just tap everything, and you're like, oh, I made what the fucking corn would have.
But I think that's, I guess that's probably the other part of Clash of Clans, is if you're not constantly in there tapping shit, you're, it's just sitting there, not
your town's
not you're, gathering.
Yeah, your fucking, your clan's getting clashed. Like, oh, help us, God, master!
Yeah, I know a shocking amount of people then, like their early 30s, late 20s, that are putting some real time into Clash of Clans.
Because it's like, there was a small part of me at one point that was like, maybe, you know what? They almost got a guy who looks like Stannis in the commercials. Maybe I should check out this Game of War thing. And I'm just like, I don't know. Like, do I really want to, like, jump into that? Because there are points where I'm like, I have 20 minutes with, like, nothing to do, and all I have is my phone. I'm just like, it'd be kind of cool to have something on this. But I was like, I don't want to do this, though. Like, I don't want to become the Clash of Clans guy.
And there's even another one besides Game of War. That doesn't use... It's got, like, the exact same setup, but it's some guy announcing it without, you know, no... What's her name? And it's just, like, the building of a castle. It's like, garner your men. Build your resources. I think it might be, like, Age of Conquerors or some horseshit.
Age of Empires.
But the fact there's, like, oh, my God. There's three competing commercials for freemium medieval clanning games out there on television at once? There's that many people playing it?
I think Clash of Clans has stopped advertising, which I have to assume is because they're all bankrupt from the fact they spent their, like, $8 million budget in 1 year. Because I still, like, there was...
I still see them occasionally.
I don't see them as much. I used to see 3 or 4 of them, like, a day. Yeah. Just between online, anytime I looked on TV, or just, like, advertisements on the side of a screen. They were fucking everywhere. Now I don't see them as much.
Definitely see the Game of War. What's her name? Kate Upton, yeah. I used to see those commercials like 3 or 4 times a day. I don't see as much of them now.
I still see enough of them, though. Like, it's clearly not something she's given up on.
She's got too fat for it.
I definitely wouldn't say fat.
For a supermodel, maybe?
I mean, a supermodel, especially in today's day and age, where porn's so readily available, so, like, the idea of, like, a person who's defined by how good looking they are, like, solely by how good looking they are, really doesn't have much of, like, a, you know, inherent value anymore.
Yeah, I never saw the picture, but she took a lot of flack for the fappening picture that got out of her. Supposedly she looked kind of chunky. And in all the Game of Wars commercials, it's definitely, like, a lot of clothing, tits down. You might see legs, but there's no, like, navel. It's a lot of just, like, look at my giant fun bags, everybody.
I mean, I think she's always been
a little bit... And here we talk about nerdy shit.
A little bit of... I'm sure she doesn't play Game of Fucking War.
Oh, I'm sure she was forced to, like, have an account, but she probably just had, like, her assistant do it or something.
Yeah, something. I doubt she has money for an assistant anymore.
I'm sure she, like, tweets out, like, level 5 cornfield mage or whatever.
Cornfield mage.
Whatever horseshit.
Hi, grow the corn! No, it seems it was kind of a little bit of a bigger girl, but...
She's broke, you think, already?
I don't think broke, but... I mean, you look at it, like... Her big thing was like, oh, she's the Sports Illustrated bikini, Mike. I'm a supermodel. And she did, like, the cat dance or whatever that was. And you're just like, oh, she's super hot. And then, very quickly, you're like, oh, there's a lot of other really attractive women.
Yeah.
And she went into... tried to parlay it into that god-awful Cameron Diaz movie, which bombed.
Yeah.
And then after that, you're like, oh, she's now doing fucking freemium game commercials. A lot of them. So, yeah, I can't imagine her career's blasting off. Because
the chick before her was Brooklyn Decker, right? And I don't know what she does anymore. I couldn't pick her out of a lineup, honestly.
No, I really don't.
She's dating Adam Levine?
I mean, yes, I follow a lot of entertainment news. I don't follow enough to know.
You're on Twitter. I don't know who you follow.
I don't follow Adam Levine or Brooklyn Decker.
I don't think you'd tell me if you did.
All right, maybe followed Adam Levine for a couple months just to see how he was doing, just to see when The Voice was going to come back on.
And followed Brooklyn Decker to see pictures of Adam Levine.
Yeah. I blocked any time she came up. I was like, ew, no time for this. There's another shot of Adam Levine shirtless bending over.
Selling acne cream.
Yeah, because it's a big pimply face. Lick those acne spots right off.
There's some video I see at the gym. I guess the song's called Sugar.
Yeah.
Is that like a really popular song of theirs?
It was, I mean, I'm going off of like Spotify, but it was like number 2, number 3 on there for a pretty long time.
So I'm trying to think.
It's probably one of the few songs this year I've actually liked.
For some reason at our gym, they just play videos, but the videos aren't hooked up audio, so it's just whatever random station they have on. But you'll see a lot of videos, and I see the one for Sugar, which is where they just go to, like, three or four different couples' weddings and surprise the bride. Like, they're behind a curtain, all of a sudden someone pulls a curtain, and they're there playing a song at the reception.
Those are the lamest.
And it's a lot of, you know, and the widowed brides are all like, oh my god! And then it's like, wait, could you do a more popular Maroon 5 song?
A better Maroon 5 song? And then you stop for a moment, you're like, is there a better one?
Are you guys really packing up and leaving after one song?
Is this Matchbox 20 coming back? Or? I'm trying to think, what would be the best Maroon 5 song?
You know what? I bet they had some earlier stuff that if I heard it, I'd be like, yeah, I could listen to that. The only other song I think of is that Animal one, and I don't really like that one either.
No, but I mean, they're not particularly...
It looks like Jagger is okay. I mean, it's pretty poppy.
Let's see here. This is the album.
Oh, back to your favorite channel, Mr. Larry.
That is quiet.
He's like snapping the laptop's neck.
It's like a little fucking paperclip.
Oh, jerk off time already?
from the words comes up. Like, you need help navigating the more Maroon 5 albums? No.
Never thought I'd hear you say you needed help finding more Maroon 5.
I thought you'd found it all by now. Quiet. Shh, shh.
Oh, putting on your workout play mix again?
We'll start out by a... Do-do-do-do-do-do-do! Like, oh, like gayer version of the Animal. Come on here, Spotify. Let's scroll down. All right.
As usual, you Sugar. Like picking this channel with no headphones on, so you can look at the pictures.
Moves like Jagger. Let's see. I'm trying to get to like some other...
Like moves with Jagger, I guess. As not a Maroon 5 fan at all. Like, oh, well, I guess you showed up to my wedding, so the song's okay.
Payphone was one they did.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, it wasn't very good. Commentary on music. What? That's ridiculous.
How many people download this on average?
Spotify? Or?
The podcast.
A couple hundred.
Okay, so there's got to be at least like 20 gay guys in there that are like, you're monsters. I'll name 50 Maroon 5 songs right now.
I really wish I could be the guy to be like, yeah, a bunch of losers would listen to super lame stuff like Maroon 5. And I'm like, I don't know if I'd ever want somebody to get a hold of my iPod. Which actually brings me to something.
Should I have a joke on?
I think it'd be amusing if on the podcast we do like a chicken game where we hook our iPods up to the speakers, play it on shuffle for like 10 songs, and see who's... Like iPod.
Oh, we have the super. We good. Have the option of being like, no, I'm out. I'm done.
Yeah, you have the option if like it's starting to get bad, just be like, no, I'm done. Just the duck out there. I mean, you're definitely almost admitting like I have some pretty gay stuff on here.
I think I'd win. I mean, I did pretty good on that car ride down to North Carolina. I made like 2 hours of my stuff, and nothing too bad came on. There's definitely a few songs where it's like, oh, that sucks. I'm glad that didn't.
I feel, you know, I'd want to have a lot of confidence in it. There are a couple really weird ones on there. Although there's a couple songs I think you'll just shit on because you don't like my taste in music. You're like, Mumford and Sons, gay!
I have one Mumford and Sons song.
I think I have three. And a couple of them with Monsters and Men.
We could do this right now, couldn't we? I mean, we're not that
far
into the podcast.
If you have your iPod with you, we can do this.
It's up my room.
All right, well, we'll pause this real quick, and we'll be back, and we're going to do this. And we're back. We're doing Mikey's first. So, on a scale from 1 to 10, how secure do you feel?
Look at 8.
All right, so we're going to start this off.
Pretty confident. I'm perfectly fine with that. I'll defend Toto Rain
Africa. As a, what is it, like a running song or
a running song? Just a feel good kind of cool '80s song. I mean, you know, I'm from the '80s more than you are, definitely. But I think it's standard.
I mean, I love the song. Don't get me wrong.
I mean, if you're calling this gay, then I could be in some serious trouble.
I definitely wouldn't be proud of it, though. You're definitely, like, wearing it, like, yeah, check out my cool... I got Toto on my iPod.
It's
oh!
A good song. You don't like Rain? Or you don't
no,
like
I love... Again, I love Toto.
Because you haven't been to Africa.
And Africa. I was conceived of in there. That's basically
that's what mom says.
That's what she said. She had you in a back alley Wendy's.
It was probably in the Jersey airport on the way back from Africa.
All right, that's one.
Trivium.
Seems unfair. sounds pretty queer.
Go ahead, say it. Say something.
It's tough. I do love Phil Collins. Do you divide your, like, playlist up by running or anything? Or working out?
No, I'll put it on shuffle and I try to stick to it, but I do fast forward to some stuff.
Because this is a song that if it came up in my running playlist, I think I'd be like, why the fuck is this still on here? This
I'd probably have to fast forward because it starts too slow.
That's the thing. Like, it's such a slow song. This would kill my pace immediately. Like, I'd feel like, I might as well just walk the next 10 minutes. Although, that drum solo is pretty bad.
Yeah.
All right, that's three.
I don't think dicks are any better.
All right, well, that's standard.
That doesn't count.
Oh, no, this is super gay.
No way.
Eleanor Rigby?
But it's like the heavy metal version. With a classical touch. It's got a wind section, so what? Big whoop, wanna fight about it?
You wanna do something?
It's a pretty heavy version. It's high energy, great for running.
I'm giving it to you for running. Eleanor Rigby is the gayest Beatles song.
It's though. So metal. It's dark the whole way through.
It is far and away the most depressing song I think I've ever. It's the only song that actually makes me sad to listen to. It's like just so, fully.
It's brutal.
It's so dark and brutal. I remember listening to it. Miss Fagan had us listen to that in class like seven or eight times, and I was like, "It's so depressing." It's an old woman who. No one gives a fuck about her. She apparently keeps faces in jars, like which just sounds
morbid. No, it's symbolic. She keeps her happy face in a jar for people when she's miserable.
The way it's written sounds morbid. I mean, obviously the truth is like, oh, it's not actually literal, but it's still like, oh, the truth's still sad and depressing. Like, oh, Eleanor Rigby, old woman who lives alone, no one cares that she dies.
It should give you a backstory.
No one comes to the funeral.
She's kind of a cunt. Like, you must have deserved some of that. The happy character is the priest, and he's still not that happy. I mean, he's like, I buried someone else.
All right, that was five.
This is good. This is definitely going to make me look like an old man, but...
For some reason, we skipped back ahead.
I'll defend this. I'm so glad something black showed up on mine, because I guarantee nothing black showing up on yours.
I think my Macklemore won't even play, and that was the blackest it got. A white guy.
That talks about thrift shops.
Just a note, because
to this, because it's like, too black.
Yeah, I'm just like, he used the N-word, I can't listen to this. I just want to note, because it skipped by unintentionally, before that was Bob Seger, who...
Yeah, it's actually Bob Seger with John Fogerty from Creedence Clearwater Revival singing, doing like a duet of one of the Creedence songs, something when the rain stops, or... Very old.
Right, this is Toto. It keeps going. You're
starting to repeat again.
Yeah, I don't know why it's repeating these. All right, we're gonna move. Here we go. Who'll stop the rain? We'll give us a couple seconds.
So it's very corny. This one is not gonna build up my reputation as hip or trendy. Definitely. And you only know this guy from like his. Chevy truck commercials, like, oh, like a rock,
being American.
It's the closest thing he's had to a hit song since, like, 88.
Right.
Since, like, dun dun dun.
That was, what, six, I think we've done? Seven?
Six.
Six.
This is gonna be another old man pick.
I saw the picture, and I was like, ooh.
Mama's and the Papas. It picks up, it becomes a faster song pretty quick. And it's a pretty fast song. You kind of skip through the fast part.
Okay. I skipped like 20 seconds. Alright. It's eight.
Yeah, this is going to look very old.
Yeah, this is making you look ancient. after we started this podcast, like, let's look how hip we are. Like, hey, ladies, it's me, Sam Cooke.
I've been getting into Sam Cooke. Like, his voice is just phenomenal. From, like, an age where nobody got produced. It definitely sounds like that AMC, like, Saturday night at the movies.
Do you want this to go on NPR? Like, just put you on the station with the other old people? 9.
Not as old, but still.
It's still not current.
This probably came out the year you were born.
Like, what, Triumvirate was, like, really, like, your big jump into, like, look, I listened to some music that's kind of recent.
This was his last hit song, and I think you were maybe 1 when it came out.
It's Billy Joel.
I keep picturing Lewis singing this, like, in the middle of the night.
I've been waiting on the And last one here.
Come on, something new. It's somehow even older than everything else. I was like, it's not going to get much older than Sam Cooke, 1956. And it's like, oh, this is a song from 1782.
I don't know if I can call it completely gay. This is definitely making you just sound ancient.
All right, do one more, please. One more, and hopefully it's something relatively new.
Yeah, you should have stopped.
I should have stopped.
You really should have stopped while you were ahead.
This would have been, like, one of my top 10. Like, this one I might have a hard time defending. When I was a young boy,
my father took me in. You're like chicken, slap, slap.
It's definitely like, do you want to do one more? Like, no, I'm scared what'll happen now. Like, the guys have definitely turned their faces from me. They're throwing shade at me.
Alright, I'm going to pause here, and we'll be back in just a moment, and I'm going to do mine. Alright. I'll admit, going through your list, you may sound old. I do worry I might have the gayer playlist. There's a couple tracks here that are definitely going to be like, why do you have this on you? Especially when I shit on you for having a lot of songs. Like, this isn't a running song at all. This doesn't help you work out. This gets you pumped up.
Yeah, my playlist definitely did not, like, make me look gay. It just made me look out of touch and, just, and senile.
Just made you sound like you took Dad's iPod and started playing her grandpa's, for God's sake, with Beethoven.
I'm looking to see if there's a part where it shows me, like, what I've listened to the most, but I don't see it yet.
I think you can get that on iTunes. Like, I think that's where
you're going. Because, like, that would be the bold statement, because it's like, oh, Mikey's listened to Mozart twice in 3 years, and Miley Cyrus 47 times a day.
All right, let's give this a shot. This isn't going to help.
Like the theme song to Party of Five?
No. This is, do you remember the Sonic the Hedgehog game on the GameCube?
Yeah.
Like the evil one? This was Sonic's theme song in that.
Okay. It's so pretty nerdy.
Pretty nerdy. I'm just gonna skip through it before it gets super gay. Ah, here we go. Boom. This is a good one.
Johnny Cash?
No. Well, it sounds like it could be, I guess, for a moment. Yeah, I'll forward through it a little bit.
Oh, okay.
The Pretender. Foo Fighters, classic. Nothing queer about them.
Except that new TV show.
Well, I mean, look, they're great at music. This is a great running song, though. I mean, it kills your legs at the end of it, because it's impossible to slow down during it, but it's a good one. Alright.
That was your big one? That was the one you thought was going to blow me away?
You won't know this band, but I think you'll be like, okay, this isn't like a super gay song.
That's all you're going for now. It's like, Mikey doesn't think it's super gay.
This isn't super queefy.
It's not bad.
Another good running song.
Sounds like, what was the band with the dueling guitarists?
Oh, Dragon Force?
Yeah.
Not quite that. It is like a European band, though. I think they're from, like, Sweden.
I mean, it is a mathcore metal band.
Yeah,
like, math. That's what you're asking.
They are remixing the theme to Thundercats. the Avengers theme.
I didn't even know Avengers really had a theme.
Of course they do. Once you hear it, you'll have to know about that. Terry's like, they went 40 minutes without Marvel, and it comes up in the gayest way possible. Do 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 do.
I guess, sort of. Is this really, like, become a catch theme song for him?
I think, yeah, because it was remixed to the second one. Like, it's still their theme, just slightly touched up a little bit.
I still feel like
it's not as iconic as I think most superhero themes are, sadly.
The Batman theme or the Spider-Man
theme. No, that's the one thing I think I'll have to always say about Marvel movies, is they really...
Besides shit-tastic villains?
No, their villains are good. They murder them all. It's that I don't think they've had really one great theme, because it's weird, like... DC has only had one movie, and already their theme song is more memorable, with the Superman, like, dun, 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 dun,
I don't even know if I know the Superman theme song. I know the Dark Knight kind of...
You know it, Pierre. Oh, the Dark Knight theme isn't memorable.
It was okay.
Yeah, that's not... Okay.
Yeah, just get back to your playlist.
I think we're on 5.
It's already insanely nerdy. Mighty Mighty Boss Stones?
No, I don't think he heard this. It's called The Strike. Kind of a little bit like Fits in the Tantrums, if you heard them before.
No.
I don't know if I should feel lame for like, oh, I like these loser bands, and I'm just like, Micah just doesn't know, because he's not old enough.
He's just so out of touch.
Because they don't play before 9 p.m. when he goes to bed.
It's not on intermission during the golf games he watches.
One More Time, Daft Punk.
Yeah. Alright.
It's a good one. That's 6. Oh, no. This isn't super... This is pretty super gay. This is one of those songs I liked
like
when I was
emo,
like...
Breaking Benjamins.
Yeah, that's like right around that time. It's this band I like. They're called...
And I've got some Breaking Benjamin songs. I'm not going to shit on them completely, but this is definitely...
It's definitely like, yeah, you like this band when you were like,
my girlfriend
17.
Said she would call.
She didn't, and now I'm throwing bricks at her windows.
It was supposed to be ham dinner.
This is a song I think I added to my running playlist thinking it would be a good one. And then, like, I got into it. I was like, this song's queefy and slow, surprisingly, despite having guitars in it. 7. Oh, no, this is another classic.
Believe in a Thing Called Love.
Yes.
I know you defend it. I mean, it's good for running. I'll give it that.
Oh, it's good for everything. Cooking with... Mowing the lawn, gyrating.
Enjoying yourself, no.
I would listen to this song all the time. Like, if I'm just in my room, like, doing something, I'll be like, yeah.
All I do is think of the video, like, man, that guy was hideous.
Oh, God,
holy
yes.
Shit.
And he's just thrusting his cock in the screen the whole time.
Well, but Howard Stern does it, too, where it's like, I'm hideous. Why don't I grow my hair out really long and draw attention to myself?
I'll do 8.
Oof. Yikes.
Hold on. I think it picks up a little bit. You get past this part. It's another 20 seconds. I like this part. It's good.
It sounds like a garbage Foo Fighters song. Sure.
It's not. It's a band I've never heard of. It's
trying desperately to sound like Foo Fighters.
Probably. No, I actually got them from the end of Tell 'em Steve Dave episode. They were, like, they do that band.
Yeah. They usually suck.
All right. 9. I'm actually pretty overall happy with how this is going.
It's not bad. Who is this?
Jet Black Stare. They were like one of those like WWE metal bands for a little bit. They're pretty much only like, oh yeah, we did the theme song to Vengeance 2007.
We did Rob Van Dam's theme song before he got fired again.
Shaka. And he, guess what? He couldn't take his theme with him to
TNA. And then when he came back, he just brought back One of a Kind.
Yeah, with a trumpet in the back. One of a Kind! He had a jazzy gimmick that time. Alright, last one. It's a Tell 'em Steve Dave. Boosh. Alright, I'm pretty... You know what? You ignore the Sonic the Hedgehog and Story of the Year, and it sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah. Pretty awesome.
Man, none of those Kingdom Hearts songs came up.
Mine showed appreciation for the classics.
Showed appreciation for being ancient. Alright, hold on. Just 1 second. We'll be right back. No, I definitely feel
I think
like...
I did okay, but we'll let history judge. I think I did better, honestly.
You're definitely more cultured. I'll give you that. I mean, yeah, you know, rap songs in there. You have fucking Notorious B.I.G.
Black Parade.
My Chemical Romance. You managed to get your queefy, like, you should have stopped listening to this after teen wasn't in the end of your age demographic.
Because I was going to make it go, I was like, let's keep going. I'll keep standing up for this. And as soon as Welcome to the Black Parade came on, I was like, you know what, why don't we stop? What's that?
You're like, no, actually, I think I've stood up for myself long enough. Two black musicians on mine, there's none on yours. Guy doing Sonic the Hedgehog doesn't count.
If you're religious at all, that's a sign from God. Like, stop.
Just give up while you're ahead.
Stop pressing your luck, because I can make this worse, kid.
What would you say is the gayest song on your iPod?
It's got to be Pop Princess. What?
What's Pop Princess?
By Click 5. It came out when I was in college. It was like, Pop Princess, I need you now. It's like a song.
Oh, about... God, yeah, I do know this one.
But
yeah.
It's loud as shit on my iPod, and it's good for running. I'd skip through it most times now.
I was going to say, because you know that people can usually hear the bleed through of the song, right? And they're going to see, like, you are rocking. Like, you're not just it's not even like, oh, he's using his girlfriend's iPod and Pop Princess happens to be on. He's clearly getting into Pop Princess and, like, really hoofing it on it.
I remember one time I was in, the locker room finishing, or no, I was in the bathroom pissing, and it was, like, there was some, like, 20-something black dude stand next to me, and I had that Jay-Z Forever Young remix playing, and I guess he could hear it. There was no eye contact, but I felt like he looked over and was like, gave me a nod of approval, like, nice. I feel it would. He might just beat my ass right on the floor if he heard, like, Pop Princess come on right after that. Like, man, I gave you cool points in my head where it counts. And then Pop Princess?
And then fucking Welcome to the Black Parade comes on?
I'm like, come on, y'all. Black Parade. You get it?
It's talking about a struggle.
It didn't start on time. I feel like I'm just digging myself in deeper here, all right?
Oh, man. Now, I've definitely reached the point where I don't try to defend my music taste to anybody. Because there's still, like, I didn't poop on Phil Collins or anything like that. Because I'm like, I have Phil Collins on mine. I think I have Jesus. I have a deep track of Phil Collins on mine. Jesus, He Knows Me on my playlist.
It's not a deep track. If it had a video, it's not a deep track.
Okay, deep track in that it's definitely one of their, like, lesser known Genesis hits. If you gave someone, like, 10 Genesis hits to name, Jesus He Knows Me probably wouldn't pop up.
I feel like this would be so immensely boring to podcast fans. But I'd be willing to do, like, I bet, like, easily it would be a top 10. Amongst anybody's.
All right, well, this is why we have the internet, to give us these situations.
If you had to name, like, your top 10...
I mean, yes, Jesus He Knows Me might be number one.
But what you would guess would be the top 10 popular ones.
Top 10 Genesis songs.
Like, name 10 Genesis songs right now. Genesis / Phil Collins. Is that Genesis or is that Phil Collins?
It's Genesis.
Okay. Susu Studio.
Visible Touch.
In the Air Tonight.
In the Air Tonight, I think it's just Phil Collins.
Well, I'm saying we can...
Oh, you're combining them? Invisible Touch, Easy Lover, Can't Stop Loving You.
I Can't Dance.
Can't Dance, Land of Confusion. Home by the Sea might be in there.
Take Me Home.
Take Me Home. I mean... You know what? It may not be a classic, but Perfect Strangers in the Tarzan movie might be a little bit more popular.
We got an Oscar for it, so yeah, I think you can throw it up there.
I definitely will put it. It's not on my playlist. It's in my YouTube rotation.
I don't remember the last time I've heard it, honestly. It's been a long time.
Oh, it's a good
one. This is just going to turn into like a Phil Collins appreciation.
It really should. He doesn't get enough credit. He really gets pooped on everywhere else.
I think it's because he does no touring at all.
Well, anymore. He's retired at this point. I mean, his hands are destroyed.
But he doesn't do TV, nothing...
The last thing he did, he was in Grand Theft Auto, Vice City. His character, he actually voiced himself in it. And then...
I think that, like, if he did one Good Morning America appearance, I think he'd be, like, right back up to, like, you've seen Phil Collins. I mean, he does fine even without it. In the Air Tonight, obviously, was in The Hangovers. But I feel like you should see a lot more Phil Collins in movies.
I mean, he lost some points when he came out as, like... firmly backing that there were ghosts in the Alamo that he was, like, chasing after. Like, he had... I know he had a point where he he kind of made himself sound really kooky.
I always thought he must have done something so insanely bad for the treatment he got on that South Park episode.
It's solely just
Phil Collins.
It's solely just them being bitter into the fact that he fucking won the Oscar instead of them that year for, I don't know, like Viva La France or whatever.
At the end of the episode, someone like fans have shoved his Oscar up his ass and are throwing him out of a concert. Like almost as bad as the treatment Christopher Reeves got.
That, to this day, it's like the one person I'm just like, what did Christopher Reeves to deserve this? He's literally breaking babies' skulls on television and sucking their marrow out. Like, by the box.
It is crazy. It's like the one South Park episode where, like, yeah, I'm not sure if I agree with this stance at all.
Yeah, I'm just like, I know, I don't think they're actually, like, shitting on him, per se. I guess it was supposed to be, like, the...
Or stem cell research, and he's just the... he was the mouthpiece for it at the time.
Yeah, but I think more so...
Might be too young to remember.
I'm aware. No, I think it was supposed to be the juxtaposition...
Christopher Reeves wasn't always crippled.
It was supposed to be the juxtaposition, though, of, like, Christopher Reeves played Superman, but they're going to make him this insidious supervillain. I think that was more what they were going
for.
Oh,
wow, that went way too far then.
Yeah. That, it was, but I definitely don't think they were like, no, fuck Christopher Reeves.
For a guy that, like, even when he was a celebrity, people were like, no, super nice guy.
I mean, that was probably part of the joke, but yeah, it was definitely like, oof, super dope. All right, so I pulled up top 10 Genesis Phil Collins
True Colors. I forgot True Colors.
True Colors. Atticab, or Atticabab. I don't know.
If I even know that one.
Yeah, I never actually. I think I've seen it. I just don't actually like know it right off the bat. Tonight, Tonight, Tonight. Okay. Because tonight, tonight, tonight.
Forgot two Tickets to Paradise. What's the other one? You Know, Son of Mine.
Oh, God.
You Know, Son.
And the sequel song that Mike Rutherford did with Mike and the Mechanics, In the Living Years.
Oh, In the Living Years is great.
In the Living Years.
I remember hearing No Son of Mine at the Pizza Hut at, like, a dinner Mom had taken me and Terry at that Dad no-showed. Like, that he was supposed to get home for it. And he might have had a valid reason. It might have just, you know, he worked in D.C., so maybe traffic, but... And all of a sudden, like, that plays. His mom's just, like, sitting there fuming.
You Know, Son of Mine.
Because pre-cell phone, he couldn't, like, if he was stuck in traffic, there was no
just,
way of him texting her.
You just like, oh, Dad left us.
Yeah, Dad didn't want to go to Pizza Hut. Where it's all fun all day.
Especially for adults.
Pizza Hut when you could still smoke in Pizza Hut.
Oh, the classic times. 8, I've never heard of. 11th, Earl of Mar.
Is this real, or is this just some random dude?
I mean, this is ultimateclassicrock.com.
Google, like, Billboard top 10 Phil Collins hits.
All right, well, hold on. I want to finish this list. No reply at all. I don't know that one. Follow You, Follow Me.
No reply at all.
Follow You, Follow Me.
Yeah, it's one of, like, his later kind of bouncy songs.
Entangled?
It's, fuck this list.
Domino.
This is
the Volcano.
What are you doing on this list?
Mama, there you go.
What are you doing on this list?
Alright, hold on. I'm still...
Or just type up top Phil Collins singles. It'll just put whatever sold the most.
Alright. Top... Or you want top selling Phil Collins singles.
Yeah.
Alright. Top selling Phil Collins songs. Let's see. Top 10. Right, we'll just open this off on the side.
Scotia does hate Phil Collins.
Which is so weird. She loves Mike and the Mechanics.
but Peter Gabriel's Genesis.
But she hates that mid between them.
And even Peter Gabriel's Genesis, she's still like, the drumming just sucks dick!
Alright, let's see. You want to go by, like, peak positions?
Yeah.
Alright, where's singles? Yeah, that's album. Singles.
Is it alphabetical or is it descending?
I think it's by release.
Oh, that sucks.
And this is starting with his... It doesn't even go into his Genesis stuff, it looks like.
Oh, really?
It looks like it starts with this, like, because In the Air Tonight's the first one.
Oh, fuck.
So, all right, we'll just change it up a little bit.
All right, well,
top-selling Genesis songs.
What was Jesus He Loves Me? Or Jesus He Knows Me? Is that Genesis?
Yeah, it was Genesis time. So, yeah, all right. Let's see. Best Genesis songs. Top 10 Genesis songs. Best 30 Genesis songs. We are definitely spending a lot of time
I told you
this
was
this,
like a risky
I'm
proposition.
But I'm so proud of it. Because Phil Collins is never going to get the respect he deserves outside of this. I feel like we're Kevin Smith and Wayne Gretzky. Like, we've made this our obsession, but, like, you don't get it.
After 10 minutes, weren't you like, I get it.
Yeah, he was a really good hockey player. Can you stop crying?
A love letter to Phil Collins that he didn't ask for and will almost, about as close to 100% guarantee, never hear.
All right, top 10 Phil Collins songs. This is an AOL blog, but this might help.
I don't care anymore.
You Can't Hurry Love. You Can't Hurry Love.
That's very, like, I think that was a cover of, like, a 50s kind of, like, doo-wop song. It is a good song, though.
I Wish It Would Rain.
The title to Murphy Brown.
I Wish It Would Rain.
A great song, too, actually.
Down on Me. Susu Studio. You'll Be in My Heart. That was the one you won the Oscar for.
That's the one I'm not.
I like Perfect Strangers more.
Fan of, yeah.
Two Hearts. That's another one. Two Hearts, One Family. That faith and decide. Take Me Home. That's another.
Take Me Home's probably my favorite.
Another Day in Paradise. God, he has.
I had two tickets to Paradise in my head. I forgot.
Pound for pound, he had. I feel like he has to have one of the best discographies because this guy's got so many classics. And maybe we're just big, huge, queefy Phil Collins fans, but
yeah. Well, without getting into metal, I'd probably
One More Night.
I'd probably go Billy Joel, then Phil Collins would be my favorite.
Yeah, these were all Phil Collins songs. They ain't had Genesis. I don't know if we'll be. Well, let me look up. I guess the last thing I'll try looking up is Jesus He Knows Me top. Jesus He Knows Me rankings. I don't know if that'll get me. Jesus He Knows Me is the second track listed on Genesis. It reached number 20 in the UK and 23 in the United States.
What else is on that one?
On that album?
Yeah.
It was
called... Without looking it up.
Well, I
can't do that.
Yeah, the album's called We Can't Dance.
So, oh, I Can't Dance.
Yeah, we... That's... I Can't Dance. Track good. Listing. No Son of Mine's on there. Tell Me Why... seem like the last ones. A lot of these don't seem like huge hit. Oh wait, there's a B-side. Heart's on Fire. Oh, can't be
the Rocky
one. Yeah, they didn't cover the Rocky. Man, never realized how much I've wanted to hear that though until now.
Oh, Heart's on Fire.
Good. Heart's on Fire, sung by Phil Collins.
Oh yeah, I'd take that.
Fading Lights. Yeah, that's. I mean, it was. If you gave it. Right there. I Can't Dance, No Son of Mine, and Jesus He Knows Me. I would say Jesus He Knows Me is the third, like, most popular or most, like, well-loved of that group.
That must have been one of their bigger albums, though. We can't keep doing this.
40 minutes. Someone's like, 40 minutes you talked about Crashbox, but you're beating it with Phil Collins.
Just 5 minutes. How many albums did Genesis have Phil Collins as the front man?
Because
I feel like Peter Gabriel left in the early 80s.
Let's see here. Genesis.
I still got to get that backstory. Because Peter Gabriel just got in last year.
Gabriel
as a solo artist.
Left in 71, so we'll slip.
Oh, God, that's right there from the 70s, even.
So basically, it would start from. I guess. All right, we're going to start with 78, and then there were three. Because I guess that was their first big one. Then there was Duke, Abacabab, or Abacab. How do we such big Phil Collins fans, we don't know how to pronounce this fucking song? Abacab? Abacab?
I have no idea.
Hold on. All right, there's a quick and easy way to solve this. It's going to annoy a lot of people, but if you've stuck with us this far, you have to have a
mild interest.
Terry,
if you sat through Marvel...
You love fucking Phil Collins.
I like Phil Collins.
I liked him.
I'm Terry. I don't care about the history of anything.
Oh, wow. That's super loud. Sorry, everybody. It's vaguely familiar. Oh, starting to pick up. Yeah, now I'm...
I didn't realize that this was a title.
I don't know why I'm, like, air guitaring to something that clearly has no guitars in it.
I just assumed this was locked away in another Phil Collins song.
Oh, that's another good one. All right. So clearly we've discovered Phil Collins may be the best discography of all time.
I'd still put Billy Joel over, but yeah, Phil Collins is right up there.
Yeah, absolutely. How did we get on like a 30-minute... Was it solely just because I kind of mildly pooped on No Son or Jesus He Knows Me not being one of their 10 greatest hits?
Yeah, and we both had Phil Collins show up on our
list. I mean, yeah, obviously.
Actually, I think
I'm shocked he, like, there's not more of his on it. Also, I should probably go through.
You know what I'm going to make this weekend? A love letter to Phil Collins.
Maybe download like 12 Phil Collins songs for my running playlist.
Somewhere, like, an extra nickel will fall into his pocket. He's like, oh, thanks, kid.
Thanks, fatty.
Hey. I assume.
Oh, man. All right. So, hey. Bill Murray is going to be in the Ghostbusters movie. Does that change your opinion on that at all? Just to move us.
No, it seems like a Bill Murray move. I think he's always kind of been like pro, like female comedians, comic actors getting their dues.
Well, he was the one who came out kind of initially and gave that list of the actresses he wanted in it. It wasn't his exact list. I think his version had like Emma Stone and someone else, but Melissa McCarthy and Kristen.
I probably still won't see it in theaters. But, I mean, if the commercial or the trailer comes out and it's just, it could change my mind. But as of right now, I don't intend to.
I feel like I will see it in theaters when it comes out.
But to be fair, I probably wasn't going to see, like, if they'd gotten, you know, if Harold Ramis had still been alive and they actually did, like, a real Ghostbusters 3, I probably still wouldn't have seen that in theaters.
I mean, to be fair, I'm not even 100% certain you'll see James Bond in theaters. I mean, you're pretty scroogey when it comes
to movies. I may not. Yeah. Scroogey.
Yeah, and I had to sell
frugal.
You...
Frugal. financially,
I don't know if it's
prudent.
I don't know if it's a better term. Just like $10.
No, but the next word under that was Jew. That was what the that's the only worst option you were gonna go with.
I was gonna go with miserly,
miserly, cheap, Ebenezerly, Hebe. It was just gonna get worse. Like it's still, it was. I believe it was all right. Maybe it was two above. Like you fucking kike. You weren't gonna see that in theaters anyway.
No, but yeah.
Just because I don't throw $8 at every piece of garbage that walks into the movie theater.
You know what?
And still avoid missing most of the things that got nominated for Best Picture.
To be fair.
In that year when you saw like two movies a month.
That was the year where it was pretty bad. It was easily three.
When you saw two and saw almost nothing.
Sometimes
that got
five or six movies a month and I didn't see.
Anything that got nominated for Best Picture, God forbid, had someone of color in it.
I saw a couple movies that had black people in it.
You can't count Adewale out of me. Yeah. I love him to death.
He was in Thor the Dark World.
He's not in good movies, period.
Make up 80% of the time, but still he's in it.
And Pompeii, right?
He was. He was a classic in Pompeii. He was
really played Lava Monster 3.
No, he plays a lead side character. You know, it's Jon Snow,
Soldier
Long
2.
Interest, and then Adebisi. Well, I guess, okay. Lead the Jon Snow, lead female, Kiefer Sutherland is the bad guy.
And Volcano.
Then, and then, yeah, Volcano, and then Adebisi. So, like, seventh building. He's like Anna Paquin of Days of Future
Past.
Did
he have a love story?
He does, actually a small one. She dies pretty quickly, though. It doesn't go well. He does get a sad goodbye, though. Like, an honorable, like, he really took out a lot of motherfuckers on the way. And, I mean, look, it's Pompeii.
But nobody but you would call it a black movie.
I mean, I wasn't calling it a black movie. I don't think I'm on record.
Compared to what you've seen in theaters, besides that. It's about as black. It was pretty much 12 Years a Slave for you.
I mean, I saw TMNT, which I feel borrows heavily from black culture for the characters at this point.
Of what Michael Bay thinks of black culture.
Yes, which, yes, is probably, sadly, the closest it came last year.
Shiftless, driving.
Shucking, as they like, trickster. As they like to do.
Lanky-armed tricksters.
Yeah, basically, if he had just made the monkeys, it would have been a spot-on kind of racist caricature.
Look, Teenage Mutant Ninja Monkeys. It's double M at the end.
Yeah, that would have been too much. Yeah, no, I definitely should have seen more movies. That's actually a goal of mine, though. I've quit a game that I was playing for a while that I tended to always just get angry at the end. Like, one of those things was just like, I really don't need this in my life anymore, and I'm trying to
use it. Is it the baby dragon slaying game?
No, those days are behind us. I couldn't get angry slaying baby dragons for that long. Although it wasn't Fury, and I had to get so much leather from
besides
them.
Laughing.
No, it was a different game, but I stopped playing that. I'm like, I'm going to use the time I would be playing that game to just do other stuff. So, like, that's how I caught A Band Called Death, finally. Like, okay. Oh, yeah, like, I'm going to use this to catch movies or, like, catch up on reading or things like that. So, I'm going to try to, like, culture myself with some more reading, maybe get some, like, classics in. Is that, like, a super loud cricket, like, in our, like, house? Like, good lord. Thing's super loud.
I can't hear it. It might be in the tool shed portion of the garage.
I'm sure it's coming up on the fucking podcast, though. But, well, whatever. You'll have to deal with it. You got plenty of Phil Collins to carry you through. Surely, at this point, they're running through a Phil Collins catalog.
I hope anybody with a brain would stop.
Yeah, to just stop and be like, wow, he is. We really didn't give him his dues when he was around.
Susu Studio really is underrated. Like, Susu, that might be the most overrated.
Yeah, I mean, I love Susu Studio, but it's definitely, like, bottom top five, maybe.
Like, if I was dying and I only had time to hear one song, they're like, oh, it's going to be a Phil Collins song. Like, good. Studio. Like, ugh. This is my least favorite of his popular songs.
Yeah. Which is weird, because he has a lot of, like, really queefy love ballads at the end. Like, you can't stop loving.
Yeah, that's not high either.
But it's still, like, I think I'd still rather hear Can't Stop Loving You at the end. Like, well, it's almost like kind of a song that speaks of eternity. That's kind of nice to have as
I was dying. Really hoping for Take Me Home. That would have seemed wildly appropriate. Home.
I know it's a song that actually is against religion, but Jesus, he knows me, might have been kind of nice. I could just revise the lyrics in my head a little bit. Poppy song, let me go out on a little jingle. Take Me Home would be a good one. Are we going to move right back into time? Collins again. Half an hour.
What are we talking about?
What was going on?
It's like a Phil Collins sandwich.
I'm going to make it a double decker. I'm going to be like, how about that GOP fucking speech? And then, like, right back into, like, how many classics did he, how many Oscars did he win? Not enough.
Oh, you watching more TVs, more TV, reading more?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I'm going to try.
Did you ever finish or even get most of the way through
the Brothers Karamazov? No. I stopped because I was like, this is suffocating. I need to...
It's
like,
hard.
I need to get through something, like, easier first. Like, something to, like, get me into, like, a pace of reading. So I picked up The Stand. And that was, like four chapters in depth.
The Stephen King book?
Yeah.
Isn't that huge?
I mean, it's huge.
It's a series, isn't it?
Don't get me wrong. It's not that I'm like, oh, the length's, like, what was holding me off. It was just the fact that it's easier to read. Like, you know, Stephen King doesn't have as many.
Oh, I mean,
it's not like, you know, Stu read back, also known to his friends as Redfern. And
I could have given you, like, some easy, quick read picks.
No, I mean, I wanted to read. I had never read a Stephen King book before, so my goal was,
so you,
like,
start with the longest goddamn one he has?
I picked the one that I thought would have the most interest to me, the one about, like, Christianity.
The one that you already know the ending because you saw the miniseries?
I mean, it's not like I was like, I wonder what happens. Satan win?
Trash Can Man. I bet he's
Trash Can Man has an expanded role within the book. I don't know. I didn't get to finish it. My Kindle broke, and I haven't, like, gotten back to getting through it, but still, I don't know why you're coming down on me. I don't know why it's my turn over the barrel, just because I picked up Stephen King's The Stand.
Well, it's just like, this seemed like too daunting of a chore to finish Brother Karamazov, so I'm going to pick an even longer book.
Again, it's not the length.
I get the Russian literature was heavy, but there were plenty of other books you could. I don't know why you went for an even longer
book. I was going at it. I didn't have, like, a flow chart of, like, the 70 books I need to read ranked by, like, the convenience of reading order.
But you had someone that sleeps 7 feet away from you that, like, went through a reading phase and could have given you some suggestions.
I'm not saying... I had ideas on stuff I wanted to read. I wanted to read a Stephen King book, and I was like, I like...
Want to read a phone book? Because this got too daunting for me, this 400-page book.
Yeah, it's like, I was like, oh, these yellow pages are ridiculous. Let's go to the blue pages. Nah, I enjoyed what I've gotten through of Stephen King. I'd have to finish it, but still, yeah, it's something else I'll be trying to get through.
Is it the whole of The Stand, or is it just the first part of The Stand?
It's the whole of The Stand.
How many pages is it?
I'd have to go upstairs and actually...
600?
It was a pretty large one.
7?
I mean, it was like an $8 book, so I'm hoping it's definitely not, like, it didn't say a part 1 anywhere. It's the whole book. I don't think they split it into parts.
800?
It's, I don't know. You keep asking me. I tell you, I don't know the number.
You can't guess the book you've been reading, quote unquote.
I don't have a book. It's on my Kindle. I don't actually have the physical version, so I can't gauge it by, the girth of the book.
How many chapters have you read?
I think I got through, 7 or 8. Again, I got very little into it, and then my Kindle went.
I don't have it synced up on my phone, but on my old phone, I would have definitely, Larry David, Curb Your Enthusiasm. What's this book about? Based on what the back of it said, it's about...
Yeah, eventually Satan gets involved, so that's going to be pretty intimidating.
Randall Flagg, played by Tim Curry from Wings.
Tim Curry from Wings?
It's not, but I was trying to think,
Tim Curry was in Wings?
I remember, I picture the guy that played Randall Flagg, but I don't remember the actor's name at all.
It was, a country guy, wasn't it?
He looked like a country guy, just because he had, long hair and a denim jacket.
Again, this is why we have the internet. We can look this up. Although a guy from Wings was in it, kind of like
Chris Christopherson. No, they had a guy from Coach in it. That was the only Stephen King one that didn't have a guy from Wings in it.
What was, I know they had the guy from Coach. MMO and spells moon. But what was, what was Stu? Who played him? I know he...
Oh, Gary Sinise?
Yeah, what was he from?
He's more of an act, a movie guy.
If you looked it up, you'd see 20 movies you'd recognize, but I can't name a single one. Apollo 13, he's in.
Okay, yeah, maybe that was where I got him from. Randall Flagg, Jeremy Sheridan. Jamie Sheridan. Molly Ringwald, I forgot she was in that.
Oh, yeah. The kid from Parker Lewis, Can't Lose.
Colin Narek, Stroke, Rob Lowe. Wait, Rob Lowe was Nick?
Must have been Rob Lowe, it was definitely Rob Lowe well in his career.
Holy crap. I had to stop and think. I was like, wow, I guess that was. Because you know what?
They were probably doing him a favor at that point and even giving him that.
Because I'm like, I definitely see Rob Lowe a lot. He had those fucking commercials with DirecTV for a while, and now he has that god-awful looking show.
It does look pretty fucking terrible.
Fred Savage, where it's... it's solely marketed on the idea of, look, we got these two guys who used to be in television back. And I'm just like, I don't even know what Rob Lowe's from. And now I can be like, The Stand. There we go.
Yeah, he was never television. But, St. Elmo's Fire, which I've never seen. A lot of those John Hughes movies.
Well, there we go. It's good to know.
But then click on the guy that was Randall Flagg, see if...
Stephen King played, apparently, a role in the movie?
Yeah, a creepy pedophile.
Did he?
No, I don't remember.
I was like, wow, why would you give yourself
that? He always gives himself a cameo.
Okay. Now this does, it does look like. Let's see, what else did he do?
I feel like he's been in something real recently and I can't remember.
Life is in House. Tim and Eric's Bedtime Stories, perhaps?
Nah, not that.
Arrow, he was in. Oh, it looks like he actually plays a whole bunch. Suits, he was in. Smash. A lot of TV. Homeland, East, Game Changer, The League.
Game Changer, that's what he was in. He played, one of the heads of the McCain
campaign. There you go. Well, that's where you found it from. Does actually bring me to another point I wanted to mention. I did actually want to ask you how the GOP debate went.
I actually have not seen it yet. I had this whole week off, and I was probably going to try and check it out tomorrow.
I mean, it is, ridiculously early to even start looking at candidates that closely in any sort of fashion. I mean, if Donald Trump is still in the running, hasn't just been absolutely blown out, you're like, all right, well, this isn't a race worth watching at this point. But, I mean, I don't know about you. I used to consider myself definitely, firmly Republican. I don't know if I still put myself in that camp. I think I definitely fall more in, a middle ground, probably left-leaning overall. But I don't follow politics all that closely. But I was going to ask, what's your thought on the group is? Who's on a scale of hotness, excluding the chick, rank the GOP candidates?
Well, Dr. Ben Carson obviously is the hottest.
Really? Not that hunky Latino svelte goddess? God? Goddess would be a woman. That'd be weird.
You're either talking about Ted Cruz or Marco Rubio. Neither. Rubio might be svelte. Ted Cruz is definitely not. Ted Cruz would be schlubby, definitely, by anyone's definition. He's one of those guys you look at are you even Latino, or did you just take Cruz to sound, hot?
I think I was thinking scrumptious, that Latino scrumptious dude.
Oh, Ted Cruz is scrumptious. Yeah, that body is righteous.
That body's righteous.
I don't know, I vote...
I'm registered libertarian.
Which has always been your mistake. I'm an actual registered Republican, so I can vote in primaries.
But it's going to be in, like, October. It's going to be the end of... It's never mattered for Republicans in, like, the last 30 years.
Oh, yeah.
Democrats, though, it got close last year. And it could actually get close this year, too.
It was... I forget who did the joke, but it was just like, you know, Hillary Clinton's like, oh, I'm not going to lose to some no-name senator from out of nowhere again. But, you know, that's... a lot of people mentioning Bernie Sanders, and it's that moment where I'm like, I really don't pay attention to anything in the world, because for, like, the 7 times people mentioned Bernie Sanders, I was like, why is that guy who, like, robbed all those people coming back in? I was like, oh, that's Bernie Murdoch I was thinking of.
Bernie Madoff.
His name,
Mr. Current Affairs.
You would definitely never, like, if you put me on a game show, or if, like, you're on Who's... like a millionaire, just never, if it's a political question or a current events question, just don't ask me. Because I am admittedly god awful when it comes to keeping up with current events. There was an explosion. It's
reflected by your taste in music.
Somewhere. We're really going to talk about Mozart. People who feel like they're lost in a different age.
A lack of Mozart. Which is just what Republicans need voting. More people that are out of touch.
More ancients.
But I'd consider myself a moderate. I've voted Democrat. I've voted third party. But if you just base someone based on their voting record, I vote Republican more often than anything else. I haven't followed this campaign as much yet.
Are you falling out of it? Kind of like how after the Giants won the Super Bowl, I kind of started to fall out of, like, being as much of a fan. You're just like, politics just doesn't mean as much to me anymore. Following my true passion, podcasts.
Yeah, exactly. You nailed me.
Podcasting about Phil Collins.
I've just been working more, but it's upsetting because I remember in 2012, when it was like Herman Cain and Barbara Bach and all these like freak shows in the Republican primary, thinking like, oh my god, this is such a circus. Well, we'll definitely learn a lesson this year. And this year it's even a bigger circus to the point where there's so many people that they couldn't even fit them all on the primary stage, and they actually had to have a happy hour primary for, like, the other 6 losers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and in case you wanted to find out where Rick Santorum was these days, he's in that one, and probably barely made that one. Thank God, if there's any justice, it's like, okay, people aren't rallying behind Rick Santorum.
Again.
And even, oh, and to go beyond, maybe you agree with Rick Santorum politically, some people, but he's got no chance in a general election. Why are Republicans shooting themselves in the foot again by leaning? Like, Donald Trump will get buried. Hillary Clinton is a lot weaker of a candidate than I think even Democrats are admitting to. I think she's going to have a lot more flaws than people realize. And I think, because Bernie Madoff is now testing higher in New Hampshire.
Bernie Sanders.
Now you got me on Madoff.
I got you fucked up on it.
And Bernie Sanders is like, for, like, every crazy, like, nutty Republican candidate, Bernie Sanders is just on the other end of that spectrum. Like, no, he would get eaten alive in a primary. Or in a general election. Like, Republicans have a real shot of winning this if they put, like, a good candidate against her. And it's like, you know how we don't do that? Let's have Donald Trump calling her toots in the debates.
Donald Trump being like, oh, it looks like she's bleeding out a twat over there, bitch. Like,
nice one, sweet cakes.
Hey, this. Hey, melons, how's it going?
I'd be more inclined to vote for a Brian Quinn impression of Donald Trump than I would be to vote for Donald Trump, because that would at least be entertaining in debates.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's insane that it became a clown car again. You thought they would have learned, like, something last time.
The fact that, like, the moment Donald Trump's like, I'm running for presidency, it wasn't like a, like, small blurb at the bottom of every news station, like, tee-hee, and then just...
Like, it was in 2008 and 2012.
And the fact that he's getting, like, probably top 4, like, maybe top 5, like, candidate consideration, it seems like.
And he hasn't even had to start paying for commercials.
Yeah.
Because he just gets all the media press he needs for free, and he doesn't need to get donations. And I'm sure he's getting donations.
Oh, I'm sure he is. He has supporters. Like, that's the crazy thing. And I feel like I should call this podcast a whiplash. Like, you guys talked about fucking Phil Collins for 40
and nothing.
Minutes, and then bam, it's suddenly like, let's talk politics.
Yeah.
From one guy who knows barely anything about it.
I don't think he wants to be president. I really think he just wants to see how far he can get in this, because I don't think he wants to spend 4 years not being able to make any private income.
Yeah, I'm sure. I have to imagine he's even like, no, I won't. But yeah, I'm sure it's just another notch in his...
Now it's just like, fuck you to the rest of the Republican candidates. It's like, hey, Jeb Bush, you fat turd, take this.
Oh yeah, it's almost...
I didn't even get to you, Chris Christie.
Yeah, it's like, how many people can I fuck over before this gravy train finally falls apart?
And the
because presumably Chris Christie's eating it.
But the best part will be when it gets to, like, I bet Christie will be in for a while. I bet Jeb Bush will be in for a while. When it gets to actually campaigns, like, I mean, Christie's got some shit you can knock on him, but every black and white, just the fattest shot of him they can get. He's got so many ones where he's, like, sitting forward on his cell phone and his gut's, like, almost at the end of his knees.
Oh, no. Like, if you ever need to finally, like, oh, we found a candidate who literally just personifies the stereotype of Americans across the world.
Like, oh no. It's going to be great.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear me.
But I love the idea that, like, even though I hope Trump doesn't win, he's, like, ahead in New Hampshire of everybody, and that Bernie Sanders is ahead of Hillary right now in New Hampshire. I love the idea of people saying, fuck you, when kind of the parties that just give you these heir apparents, like, oh, obviously Hillary Clinton's going to win, so get behind her. Obviously, to a lesser extent, Jeb Bush is going to win, get behind her. And then people are like, yeah, fuck that. I don't like that guy. I don't like her. Let me see what else we can do. And then they scrape the bottom of the barrel, and you're like, oh, that's the worst you can...
Oh, no. What's interesting is that, like, the moment Jeb Bush declared, a lot of people were like, oh, are we really going to get a Bush-Clinton election in 2016? And I definitely have not heard that much about Jeb Bush since then to be like, oh, he's the guaranteed frontrunner.
He's gonna end
Wasn't
up being...
Wasn't Rubio supposed to be, like, a big name? Like, he had, like, that thing during the Republican National
Convention. He's a Tea Party guy.
That
works. And so is Ted Cruz, kind of. Ted Cruz especially, but... Marco Rubio is kind of... And he's so young still. I think there's a lot of people who are like, his day will come. You know, throwing a lot of support behind him this early is kind of crazy.
We need to wait till he's ancient.
Yeah. I think Jeb Bush is going to be like the Mitt Romney of this year, where it's just like, that's where all the safe money's going to go.
So soon we'll start getting weird propositions from Jeb Bush.
My Juntos con Romney sticker from 2012, where he's like, oh, Larios, whatever, I'll just send him something Puerto Rican.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, I definitely showed you that. I still have it somewhere, where, like, I signed up exclusively for the Mitt Romney, like, mailing list when he was running, just because it's like, you'll get, like, the first notice when he picks a VP. And, of course, like, I got a text, like, 2 days after, everyone's like, it's definitely going to be Paul Ryan. But, and that's what I got, was the bumper sticker from Mitt Romney. It says, Juntos con Romney, which is Spanish for together with Romney.
And we didn't put that up on something?
I kept thinking, like, if...
That needs to be in the studio somewhere.
I don't own a bong, but that is the perfect bong sticker. Like, I almost want to buy a bong just to throw that sticker on it.
That is great. I think I told you this story before when the census came to our house, and they were talking with me on it. And I should have just been like, fuck off.
You opened the door in a sombrero.
Yeah, I was like, hello everybody. But you can, like, you can't just tell them to fuck off. Like, you don't have to answer the census. But, like, I was like, yeah, come on in. And I was very cordial to her, very nice. And she's like, going through the questions. And, like, she gets like, oh, yeah, how old are you? I think I was like 24 at the time, you know, goes through all them. And she gets to race, and she's like, yeah, you're clearly white. And I'm like, yeah, I know the last name tends to throw people off. Like, just like a silly throwaway joke. She looked me dead in the eye, as serious as possible. She's like, no, I know you're white.
Oh, really?
Like, very accusatory.
What was she?
She was white.
Oh.
It was definitely like, what the fuck? Where is this aggression coming from?
How? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just like, Buto, what are you doing here?
Like, she was getting ready for the joke?
Maybe? Yeah, or, I don't know. It was definitely, like, very aggressive. Very, very, like, how dare you? Like, I don't know where you're going with this. Like, how dare you insinuate you're Hispanic? My one number that... If I tear the sheet away from you, mark myself as Hispanic, is that going to fuck up your census?
Yeah. Lest you try and suggest something
else. Are you going to be under the assumption, then, that there's not enough Hispanic people at Lakewood Hills?
Do you remember all the free, like, Latina magazines we'd get when we were living at Ohio Avenue?
did get a lot of those.
And sometimes they'd call too in Spanish.
I do remember that. And it was still like...
And you'd be like, oh, hello there. How can I help you? Yeah. Ahoy, hoy.
The hoy, hoy.
And they're like, never mind.
No, they'd still try to play it for a moment. But what was always baffling to me is it's their language. They'd still fuck up Larios. And be like, is Señor La Luz there? Nagios? I'm like...
Lajios? No, you can't have that many silent letters. Yeah. That is not fair, Spanish.
I'm like, this is ridiculous.
You already took X, J.
Harios? You put an apostrophe at the beginning of it?
Hario? No, you need S. That's not...
Hario. I never understood it, though. Why
you don't
is it...
speak Hanish?
What is Larios? Like, because it's very improper Spanish of the river, the rivers.
I don't know.
Because Los Rios should be the rivers.
That's probably where it started.
Like, La Rios would be, like, the feminine version.
It's like the car starts. Eventually, it's
just... Yeah, we just... Like, there was a El Rio, and then, like...
Or know, it was probably Los Rios.
And then we took, like, some, you know, like...
And it's Los Rios.
Like, the queefy side member of the family. Like, yeah. I'm gonna start La Rios.
We were the Los Rios of Malaga or something.
Yeah. Over they eventually dropped the first S. They're like, that's too silly. Just Larios is fine.
That's more sing-songy.
Oh, man, I get out of the songs like, I'm Larios, come sail away with me on my boat.
It's like the other... The other conquistadors are just like, yeah, do what you want. Goodbye.
What was the song you're the what's his name singing in Mexico? Where you were just like, could you stop singing that for a hot moment? It was definitely a super gay song. I can't remember what it was. I definitely was like, that's the perfect song for him to be singing right now. Like,
we were in Mexico.
I don't want to mention the person's name. The person who the only fucking person we know who lives in Mexico.
Oh, okay.
You said he was like, you joked like I was singing some song. Oh, man, it was a classic. Dude, it was a classic, like, super, like, lame song. And could you stop? Oh, let's hear it for the boys. There you go. Like,
let's hear it.
Like, fucking, like, great-grandpappy Larios. Like, let's hear it for the boys.
You know they got to make it stand.
Let's drop that second S.
Let's hear it for
catchy.
My baby.
The Larios is coming to America.
Like, why did the Indians trust us? Oh, this must be our homosexual gods coming to rule us.
They always told us our gods were very eccentric.
It would be flaming.
Didn't expect it to be quite so much.
I thought it would be symbolically.
Didn't expect so many streamers.
It's like Rip Torn.
Boom! Hello!
Rip Van Winkle. Bang! You don't know who Rip Torn is, do you?
No.
The only context you have was he's at the end of the first two Jackass movies.
I thought that was Rip Van Winkle.
No, Rip Van Winkle's the urban legend of the guy that slept for a long time and grew a beard. Is this like you confusing Bible references again?
Rip Van Winkle's not a real person.
Oh, no. Rip Torn's the actor from Men in Black. It's Rip something. Rip Taylor.
Rip Taylor. Yeah, okay. I knew it wasn't crazy. I did say Rip Van Winkle. I was like, I don't feel like that's the guy. Rip Taylor. All right.
Rip Torn was somewhat close. Rip Taylor was...
Rip Van Winkle. Let's see. Rip Van Winkle is
a
short story...
1,000 years or 100 years or something.
About a man. It's loading up here. Story's fictional protagonist. When I wrote the story, I'd never been on the Catskills. I don't understand what that is. Rip Van Winkle learns he met in the mountains are rumors to be ghosts of Henry Hudson's crew, which advanced long ago. Learns he'd been away from the village at least 20 years. However, an old resident recognizes him, and Rip's grown daughter takes him in. He resumes his usual idleness, and his strange tale is solemnly taken to heart by the Dutch settlers. Other henpecked men wish they could have shared in Rip's good luck and had the luxury of sleeping through the hardships of the American Revolution. Hmm. I don't know. I've learned something today. Which is really the most important
thing.
That
was definitely one of those stories where the premise was more interesting than the rest of the story. Like, I don't remember the rest of the story at all. I just remember it was a guy that went to bed for... I thought it was 100 years, but I guess it must have only been, like, 30 or 40.
Yeah, seems to be like that. Yeah, I don't know. Seems like it'd be a classic to hold on for generations. Maybe I should go read that next. Drop the stand and just move on to
just do what we all thought you were going to do anyway.
I have, like, because I downloaded...
This book got toughers.
Toughers. Like, this is super tough. I remember, I also downloaded Cormac McCarthy, Long Road. I have that on there to read. Oh, yeah, did you hear the fucking Sesame Street's going to HBO?
Is it? Wow.
Yeah. Well, I think it's debuting there. I guess they're going to, like, start episodes. Like, it's not like, oh, Sesame Street's fallen by the wayside or anything, but it's going to, like, new episodes will start there, then go to PBS.
Maybe bring back Crash Box?
I think that might
be. See how unlistenable we can make this podcast. how Phil Collins, politics, Crash Box.
How specific to our interests we could possibly... Let's go for 20 minutes about Time Splitters next.
There you go, Terry. You didn't want to hear Marvel talk? Here it is.
Boom.
Even though we played the Avengers theme song.
Yeah, I think Terry would still dig. I think Terry on board most of this.
But it'll still be on PBS as
well? Yeah, I think it's still going to, but they're also increasing the number of episodes per season. It's going up from like 18 to 23 or something like that.
Well, they get some HBO money. I guess that it's just been hard surviving off donations.
Donations. Especially in, like, a day and age where people don't watch, like, PBS. Commercials as much or PBS. Like, you know, it's hard to really market that as much.
I'll still meet, like, friends of mine with, like, young kids that they're like, yeah, sometimes we watch Sesame Street. I'd assume it'd be every day. Like,
yeah, I would never stop. Like, if I have a kid, I'm like, you're always going to be watching Sesame Street until, like, you get to the point where you can literally, like, take the remote from my hand and choose something else.
Like, Cookie Monster, you right in the face.
Yeah, I'm just like, how does that
mean? You're about to find out, my douche.
C is for Cookie. And Cold Cock, boom!
Of everybody on that show, Cookie Monster's definitely the one I'd want to fight the least. I feel like he'd be the most wily.
Are we counting animal?
Aggressive.
I mean, he's a Muppet.
No. Let's take animal.
Actually, Snuffleupagus. That's a lot of weight.
He's a pacifist, though. I bet you could really sock him quite a few times in the face before he'd even, like, lift his trunk in defiance.
Stop it, bird.
That's
a couple times in the eye, like, bam, bam.
Oh, yeah,
bam.
Like, you could wind him. I mean, if you wanted to be brutal and take him
tusks,
out.
But he has tusks, doesn't he?
I don't think he does.
Snuffleupagus?
I think it's just a nose. I think it's just a Mikey.
How, like, jarring of a podcast.
It'd be tough facing an opponent with a bigger nose than me. It doesn't happen often.
I know. Oh my god. It must have been... It's been way too long since I've looked at an image of Snuffleupagus. This just looks ridiculous.
Yeah, that's
like
him.
It's just some, like, big brown fur thing with all nose
just
and, like, big purple lips.
It's just waiting for a beating.
I definitely thought he looked more mammoth-like.
And that's gotta be, like, the intern spot. The spot at the back.
Oh, yeah, like, oh, I'm not, I'm the puppeteer.
And I have to, like, stand way low the entire time.
These giant eyelashes. Doesn't even look like he has back legs.
Yeah,
this
no,
photo.
I'll take him in a second.
Okay,
that's...
yeah, I thought he had tusks. I thought he was a more intimidating person.
Cookie Monster, definitely. I mean, Big Bird is still not.
Did we count Super Grover and Grover as one and the same?
Super Grover doesn't really have powers, does he? Isn't that just his imagination that he's flying?
Isn't everything imagination in that world? Isn't imagination power?
No, there's a real Sesame Street if you're working on the show.
A real Sesame Street.
Based on the show it is.
I know they say there is in the song, but it's not a real place.
That's so meta. I'm not fighting Super Grover with powers.
Alright. You have to...
It's just regular Grover with a vivid imagination. In which case, boom, right in the mouth. Done and done.
I mean, I feel like you could beat any Muppet, though, right? Or any
Cookie Monster's the only one that I'm not sure about. Cookie Monster might, like, be the one where I send, like, you ahead, like, Christopher, run. Don't wait for me on this one.
Because, like, he's...
Cookie Monster might be running behind you in his new Mikey body armor, which is my head
he's
knows.
He's kind of like a young Tommy, where you're just, like
he's a cow.
Wild and unpredictable. Like, you don't know what it'll get out of him.
Who?
Wild, like a young Tommy.
Oh, Cookie Monster?
Yeah, like, you know, yeah, what you're gonna get out of him.
He might really...
Is that wild card?
If any Muppet's fighting dirty, it might be Cookie Monster.
I don't know. Are you fighting current day Cookie Monster who can't even have cookies anymore?
I think he's back on cookies. It's just more about, like, a regiment.
I
think they have to show him having vegetables sometimes.
I think it's very much like, you know,
moderation.
He can't have a plate of cookies in front of him and be like, oh, cookie! Just dive his face into it. It's very much like, oh, I've received a cookie for dessert after eating my cauliflower. That Cookie Monster's
fine. Give me 80s Cookie Monster.
That's a monster. That is a true monster.
That's a challenge, right?
Or two-headed monster. Consider it. Two heads. One could think, one could be fighting.
He's really like the
onion. One's planning, one's... Oh, wait, what's that giant fucking one? I think he's a Muppet and a Sesame Street character. They're like the big ogre-looking dude.
Talking about the guy that picks up and moves Oscar back and forth?
Fuck, I think he has a
name. He might be tough, too. He's a strong Oscar. Silent type. He could be a psychopath. No, the guy that picks up Oscar when, like, Oscar has travel scenes is just a, like, a...
This guy.
Oh, Big Horrible or Sweetums. Or Sweeties.
That dude seems terrifying to me.
What's his name? It'll show on there. But I think it's, like, Sweetums or something.
I like how Ogre Muppet brings up Sweetums, yeah.
I don't think he's... Is he really on Sesame Street that often? That you consider him Sesame Street?
I mean, Muppets... In general, it's like the same family.
Well,
it's a shared universe. It's like saying, like, oh, well, I'm going to fight one person in the Animaniacs universe.
But none of them show up in any of the Muppet movies.
The Sesame Street characters? Big Bird.
Wasn't in any of the
Muppets,
last two.
Muppets Most Wanted. Or not Muppets Most Wanted. Muppets Take Manhattan he was in. Jim Henson's dead, Mikey. They can't
no, but in the last two Muppet movies.
Well, yeah, those were about just the Muppets. They didn't have time to branch into expanded universes.
I said I'd fight anyone on Sesame Street. You're really, like, digging deep to try and find someone that might be able to beat me
up. I'm just saying, this guy's terrifying. Let's pose the
question. But not a Sesame Street character.
Are you going to fight Sweetums or not?
Or blow him? Or what? Like, what is...
Are you going to fight Sweetums or are you going to blow him?
I'm fighting Sweetums. I might not win. But and I'll have especially grown, like, soft over my decade of just thwarting Sesame Street characters. Like, oh, excuse me, Tully. Bam!
Blammo!
Kaboom! Elmo, stop touching kids. I think that got resolved and you might have been vindicated, but I don't remember and I didn't bother looking it up. So take this, you petter ass!
Take this, you monster!
You pedo! I feel like maybe I saw a blurb on USA Today that said you didn't do it, but whatever, you fucking Michael Jackson pedo. Stop diddling children.
I'm saving them. It's like clear
Elmo didn't do it!
Elmo's innocent! Elmo's a different person now!
Elmo lionized in court!
I don't think lionized means that. I think lionized means you get treated like a celebrity and you're not.
Yeah. No, I think lionized means almost like vindicated, to like be honored.
This is like a question, do I put a pizza on it?
Oh.
That lionized would...
Is a good thing? A positive?
I mean, it's a positive thing. I don't think it means vindicated in court. I don't think it means, like...
I don't know if it's got any court thing, but I think to be put on a pedestal...
To be absolved? Is that what you're...
What's your definition?
It's like being treated like a celebrity when you're not. Like being treated like a popular figure. To be heralded, kind of.
But heralded doesn't mean... Doesn't have a negative connotation.
You're
to
saying
it.
Like he was lying.
But you're saying it's got that connotation.
No, I don't
where
think
it's maybe undeserved.
Not that it's undeserved.
We've switched to grammar. This podcast continually gets like less and less entertaining.
I think we may have just ran out of power.
Like it turned off.
I think so. Another question is like, what happened with the recording? Like, is it just going to pick up right now? Because it definitely didn't pause. Out and apparently it's going on right now, so I'll have to go in later and find out exactly what point it picked back up from the power turning off. But to our previous point, now I don't think lionized does not mean a negative thing, but I don't think it means you're absolved.
I'm gonna say it's closer to justified.
Okay,
and you got to pick a word you say it's closer to.
Like being popularized, like being made popular, being made, yeah, like being made popular, being made like, liked. It's gonna sound like Scotia's fucking licking your taint on
just
this
stop,
podcast.
You know, hey, don't look if you don't like it. This is
yeah. I'll put a pizza on that. That I'm closer than you are.
All right.
Do you want to?
You know what this is going to turn to, a huge argument when we see this definition.
And you couldn't, hear it. We did just shake over the podcast. All right. Google.com.
We almost should have had a ref, a third person here. To
be we good. Do have Scotia.
I think you're both right. Both of you order pizza.
Both of you give dog a pizza.
know, extra
lion eyes. Give a lot of public attention or an approval to someone, treat as a celebrity.
Yeah, you're just closer.
Bam! Free pizza for Christopher!
Hello, Papa John's?
Like, no, pizzeria pizza! Oh,
what man. Specials do you have today?
What grimy...
14 toppings for $9.99?
What grimy pizza can you shovel off onto somebody?
8 different kinds of sausage.
I don't think there are that many parts of the pig that you can really use.
Yeah. Sure, pig.
His sphincter's a lot greasier than you'd think, but we've got tons of them.
Oh, did we say that out loud? I mean, it's on its way, sir. $6. Yeah, like, ching.
One Oinka delight.
Oh, I mean, I wanted to almost feel like we should have gone out on that or in that, but there was one thing I realized we haven't addressed yet. You, I guess, had a problem with the way
you delivered. Leaving $500 of cash on the cup holder of our car? You leaving half $1,000 in plain sight.
I'm going to...
In our car, which we have 2 strip clubs within a quarter of a mile distance, and a KFC and a bulletproof gas station.
I'm going to preface this by saying I would 100% agree with you had I not done what I did. This defense solely comes from the fact...
And text me 9 hours later that it was there?
No, I texted you pretty much immediately after. Let me tell you the story. And I'm going to, again, I completely would agree with you if I hadn't left the money in the car and now have to defend it. I went out and got groceries. On the way back, picked up, you know, like most of my half of the rent. I said, you know, still need $50. Calm down. Can we like take out $500 at a time?
Or maybe 40 or 30. Yeah. Maybe take that piece. Actually, I think you owe me money.
I think you give me that 20 back. I went to do that, and like I just, yeah, I didn't want to like fiddle with putting fucking, you know, it's all 20s. I didn't want to put it in my wallet, so I just shoved it in the cup holder, drove back, grabbed my groceries, went in the house, put them away. You know, it's like 10 o'clock at night, the dog's sleeping, all the lights in the house are off, you know, I think you and Ma are both asleep. I get into my room, like, take off my shoes, I think I took my contacts out, and I'm like, oh shit, I forgot the money in the Mikey's car. I'm way too lazy to go out and go get it. So my defense comes entirely from the fact I just was not going to be fucked to go back.
But then walked by the car in the morning on your way to work.
I did, and at that point, I was already kind of late for the bus, so I was just like, look. I don't think a lot of people look into our car. I know I locked it on the way. I mean, this is pretty safe. Look, Mikey, if you can't trust your neighbors, who can you trust?
And that, what did I just say? By 2 strip clubs.
Which I don't think are going to be operating in the morning. I mean, yes, there was a danger at night. But in the morning,
when it was there first.
Well, I walked by, and I didn't check anyway to see if the was still there. When I was still like, Mikey's probably been to the gym, even though I clearly saw the car was here and you hadn't come out yet.
Yeah.
Or responded to my text. And was kind of like, the situation's resolved itself. I feel at this point, if the money gets taken, Mikey's at the loss for it. I don't think I'm the weirdo in that
situation. I couldn't believe it, because I thought...
I do think I'm the weirdo in that situation. Again, I would be with the exact same arguments you would. Had I be on the other side of this, but it's the fact that I left it in the car, was too lazy to get it, and I'm just like, I can't defend this.
I opened the compartment thinking, oh, well, it's got to be in there.
Surely like, hit it from sight.
Or hit it in the smallest definition of the word hid. Put it somewhere where you couldn't see it immediately.
Put it in a situation where someone couldn't just punch it open the window and grab it.
Instead, he just left it in a ball of 20s in the cup holder.
It was a fold. It wasn't a ball. It they weren't crumpled.
Perfectly wrapped around the cup holder.
Yes.
Of almost $500,000 in 20s. Perfect for crack addicts.
Convenient. You could
they don't
say.
Want to show that they have 100 or 50s on them.
You can almost say that the fact that it fits so nicely in there is part of the perfect...
It's still not an apology.
you know, I'm sorry it happened. I'm not going to lie. If I forget it again and again I get in the house, get kind of settled, it's going to happen again.
No, it's not. It's not going to happen again. You get your fat ass out of bed or it will be brutal. All right? I promise you. I will pass it around to every family member we have. That Christopher's just this lazy...
Most of them listen to this podcast anyway, I'm sure.
Christopher's this lazy dandy that can't get off his ass.
Dandy. I was very tired. I didn't want to rouse Scotia. You could almost call
him... What if it had been taken?
St. Christopher, I feel like, is what I should be getting called here. There's not a real one. I should be the first
one.
The first miracle didn't wake up Scotia. Still got you most of your half of the rent.
I was tempted. I was sorely tempted to take the money out, throw a rock through the driver's side window and just send you a picture on my phone, like, so where was the money?
I think I would have not believed it. I think I'd have
well,
been like,
Rick, because there's no way.
I'd have been like, that doesn't seem like our neighbor. Right. It doesn't seem like Charles and Nancy to do that.
So you wouldn't have paid. It's basically you would have completely just heaved out on paying.
I sent a text back, they're like, damn, that sucks. Anyway, is that pizza coming tonight? Or no, it's like two separate text messages. I'm like, oh, that's awful. And then like 2 minutes later, like, are we doing the pizza tonight? Or
I feel like your next text would have been like, Mikey, I'll split the difference with you.